This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Where are you now with the Bears' chances of getting shovels in the ground in line with Kevin Warren's timeline of pre-2026? No bills from the Illinois General Assembly were passed in the so-called mega development legislation that would help freeze property tax assessments, nor were any funds set aside in the $55.2 billion budget bill for any stadium projects. Does that impact Kevin Warren's timeline?
You know, David always jokes on the show about his exhaustion from or fatigue. What does he call it? Like fatigue of certain things. Like I have stadium fatigue. Like I'm done talking about it. It's on our show on Chicago Sports Network. Clay and I always defer the stadium conversation to David so he can interpret all of the minutia for us. So I would like to defer to Mully and Dustin for all this. Get the shovel in the ground. Get the shovel in the ground. It's all that matters. You got to do it before the end of the year. Otherwise, you're not going to have this stadium till 2030.
Right.
Like, how long is this thing going to take?
Right.
Something needs to start in 2025. Otherwise, why did you bring Kevin Warren here? What was the point of getting this all-powerful team president to build a stadium if you're not going to... What have you been doing the last two seasons?
Right.
2 years?
Right.
3 years? Three.
Well, it's been... They've owned the land for a long time.
They've owned the land for a long time. But Kevin Warren's been here now three seasons.
I also suffer from massive stadium... Bears
fatigue.
Stadium talk fatigue, but I understand why we're talking about it because it's the Bears and it matters. But at the end of the day, wherever they play, lots of people are going to show up and go. But now I do think now it is clearer than ever that they're going to Arlington Heights. I think you know, a redo of Soldier Field, a stadium to the east a little bit or to the south a little bit, I think those are all, I think that's done. I think now we know for sure. Now, the one thing, and nothing was set aside, but I think what the Bears are really looking for as far as help financially from the city and the state and all that kind of jazz are improvements to the roads, infrastructure, that type of stuff, not actual like concrete for the foundation or steel or lights or plumbing. They're looking for things around the stadium to improve and help with that to make congestion not a thing. But I mean, it's just build the damn thing already.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I mean, the problem with this is that the mega development thing is a huge deal because it basically freezes taxes while you're building this thing. So they need to get that. They need more certainty on the tax cost for them to go ahead with what you're talking about. And that is the key to this thing, that they've lost another legislative session. And it is, you know, again, when you're putting the budget out there and you're putting all the money together for it, the fact that they are ignored in this is significant, and it does impact them. And You're right. I think they're going to wind up in Arlington Heights, but I've felt that way since they bought the property. And that was when Ted Phillips was in Chicago. They've had this property for a long time. So you look at what has been done and this whole, I don't know that I understand why the flirtation with building on the lakefront, and why was that to just get tax certainty? And if that were to work, would that be worth it, all the time they've lost? Because the other element here is, aren't there tariffs announced on steel coming into this country? I'm just saying, like, you know, this isn't, you're losing money every right. year that you don't get shovels in the ground. And I believe Kevin Warren said there would be shovels in the ground by January 1, right? So is that still on? And if it isn't, well, now you got some splaining to do. Now you got to figure out why that's not the case. So I think it's probably a bigger deal than we're giving it any voice of. But I totally understand the idea of stadium fatigue, because you just and I feel that way with everything that's going on in this town.
Yeah.
You just want to get to it. Get to it, get it going. You know, once they get this thing going, they're going to be printing money. I mean, it's going to be
yeah.
a financial windfall, which hopefully will make the team will rise up, and they'll get better through that as well. I mean, it could be kind of a wonderful marriage of the team getting better and the stadium being built. And I think that would be a glorious thing to see, because you want the Bears to be good for a long time, and you need that kind of certainty to get it done.
It's so interesting. Anytime I'm out and people are asking me about the Bears, or, you know, they always want to know, number one, how do you feel about Ben Johnson? What's going on with Ben Johnson?
Right.
Number two, what's going on with the stadium? Always number two. Like, people care deeply about what's, you know, are they going to Arlington Heights? What's the holdup? What? So there is a lot of intrigue and interest for good reason. But it's just at this point, it's like all, you know, the updates from Illinois General Assembly. Like, these are things that are just,
yeah.
you got to just deal with it and build the stadium.
No one has any time for that at all.
No.
I understand it. But, I mean, There's another pause to this, is all the news is, and it could be a little bit worrisome moving forward, but there's no real breaking news. It's just
right.
they didn't get the positive news they were hoping for.
Right.
All right, 312-644-6767. We'll be back with your calls. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.